Well, that's fine, but he's talking to the liaison to service center, but he's talking to him about that.
Well, that's me, but my thing is this, Judge, in doing budget hearings, we found out that they were spending quite a bit of money on decals and things that we tried to uniform in, if I remember correct.
Yes, well, it's governed by, well, governed
not to and would not fund it from any county funds. And so that's the reason why, from my understanding, that it was on to give the funding back to the donor, because it was way out of reach when we found out the dollar amount. That's pretty much on target, Mr. Rayo?
That's correct.
Don, obviously, you know, all those requirements come in play. Has there been any kind of brainstorming about any other options that we might have that we could look at later on? And I understand about, you know, getting the donation back, but...
Commissioner, this location is very difficult, Ford Park, because of the height above the water that is normally there. And it takes just a huge amount of effort to get down in ADA compliant slopes. Another location would be much better suited, but in Ford Park, it will be very difficult without spending a lot of money.
Well, is there any grant money opportunities? I know at one time we were looking at the Texas Parks and Wildlife, the reason we could not obtain any grant funding there because we had quite a bit of funding already requested and granted to the county.
Commissioner, I'm not aware of any grants available. It's something that we can always keep in mind as grants come down from Parks and Wildlife, if they will apply to the kayak situation. And so that's a whole different little area of itself. It doesn't normally fit in what we call boat launches. And it's something we'll just have to keep our ear to the ground for these kayak launches.
I'd like to recognize Mr. Gibbs and Allison. I know they've all been pretty cool for this, trying to get this done. And I'm hopeful that, you know, we can figure out some other options to look at based on their findings. I do understand about the ADA and the height and how far down it goes. I don't know if there's any other waterways that would be acceptable to your group.
No, sir, we have not looked at any other locations. That's strictly up to those that are wanting to do the kayak launching, what areas they want to get in. We have discussed some other areas along county roads and so forth, but we've not come to any conclusions.
And Mike and Allison, you guys can come to the podium if you want to, but I know you guys have a group. Have they talked about anywhere else? I would prefer it at Ford Park because it is a waterway there. It's an opportunity to bring more people to that facility, but I want to open it up for you for a second.
Well, the hope was to bring it to Ford Park, and especially the visitor center, because
property right now. And we have to approve that on a preliminary basis in order to move forward with the City of Beaumont's approval process that we're having to follow. This will allow them to pull building permits and go ahead and get started with construction. When they're finished, they will come back with to us with a final plat for y'all's signatures. We have worked very diligently with Loves, and I just have been tickled to work with these folks because they're coming in here wanting to do it right, and they've done everything we've asked for, and I understand they've done everything the city's asked for. I know they've also done everything that Drainage District 6 has asked for. And so we're anxious to get this project moving because it's a first for Jefferson County.